This will be Aeneid Book 1, lines 418 to 429. Now, this is where Aeneas has just come up to the city. That's where we're going to get into and what he is seeing of the city of Carthage. All right, so starting with Anteria. Meanwhile, Corripuere viam. They snatched up the path. So that's not corripere, that's corripuere, which is really the shortened version of corripuerunt. What it means, they snatched up the road. They snatched up the path. What does that mean? It means they were hurrying. They were really picking up their steps. So meanwhile, they snatched up the road. Qua, where, semita monstrat, where the path shows. So they're following a path that is obvious. Yamque ascendebant colum. And now they were climbing a hill. Qui plurimus, which, with imposing side, plurimus, urbi imminent, hangs over the city. Ad spectat, and he looks on. Ad versus arches, the facing arches, de super, from above. Aeneas miratur, Aeneas marvels at, is amazed by the molem, by the mass, by the structure. Magalia quondam, once or formerly huts, hovels. And so really he's just amazed at how big the city is. Miratu portas, he marvels at the gates, strepidumque, and the uproar, et strata viarum, and the pavement of the roads. Instant ardentes tyrii, the burning, the eager Tyrrhenians, instant, they press on. And what are they pressing on to do? Notice that the next part is all infinitive, infinitive, infinitive. So it's going back to they press on to. Pars ducere muros, part to lead the walls. Ducere here also, what it means is extend. So they're building on to the walls. So part to extend the walls. Molirique arcum, and to build or plan the citadel, et subuore saxa, and to roll up rocks, manibus, with their hands. So that's what one group is doing. Pars optare locum tecto, part to choose the location, the place, for a roof. Now, tectum here could also be used to just refer to the whole building. So you got a part of the whole. Et concludere sulco, and to enclose it with a ditch. Which, this is the ditch, they're doing the foundation. There's also, in some parts of Roman history, there was the tradition in this ditch around, you know, kind of the outside of the house, they would bury things for good luck to keep the house from having evil spirits and things like that. So part to choose a location for a building and to enclose it with a ditch. Iura magistratusque legunt sanctumque senatum. So we start with legunt. Lego legere does mean to read. It doesn't make any sense here though. Lego can mean to choose. So they choose their iura, laws, and magistrates, and the sacred senate. Hic, notice the macron there, so this is here. Effoidiunt, they dig out. Portus, okay? Now what to do with the alii? If you notice alii, alii means others, but when you've got the alii, alii, they are some others. So some dig out ports here. Alii, others, locant, others, establish, place, alta fundamenta, high foundations, theatris for theaters, and again, hic, here. So some dig out ports here, and others place high foundations for theaters here. So it's like here and here, you know, on this side and that side. That's what they're kind of saying. Excidunt, they cut out. Immanes columnas, huge columns, from where? Rupibus, from the rocks, from the cliffs. Scynis Decora alta futuris. Now, this is describing the columnas. So, tall decorations, tall ornaments for future stages. Okay. All right. So, going back to the very beginning one more time. So, meanwhile, they snatched up the road where a path shows, and now they were climbing a hill, which with imposing side hangs over the city, and he looks at the facing arches from above. Aeneas marvels at the mass, formerly huts. He marvels at the gates and the uproar and the pavement of the roads. The eager, burning Tyrrhenians press on, part to extend the walls and to build the citadel and to roll up rocks with their hands, part to choose a location for a building and to enclose it with a ditch. They choose laws and magistrates and the sacred senate. Some dig out ports here. Others place high foundations for theaters here. And they cut out from the cliffs huge columns, tall ornaments for future stages. All right, so the next portion that I'll translate in the next audio boom is another very famous simile based off of all the movement and just the busyness and the work that these Carthaginians are doing that Aeneas is seeing. And he's being very jealous. He's envious. He's probably remembering his own city and the work that he used to do there. And so he's really longing for his own city.